Shocked and devastated. Those were the words former ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch used to describe her reaction to President Trump calling her, quote, bad news in that infamous July phone call with Ukraine's leader. Yovanovitch testified for several hours on Capitol Hill in what was day two of the public impeachment hearings. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales has been watching from Capitol Hill. Hey, Claudia.
Hi there.
Well, this hearing just ended a few minutes ago with some contentious moments. Chairman Adam Schiff brought the hearings to a close as Republicans were trying to get another word in. What were your big takeaways from today?
Yes, it was quite the tone to end this day-long hearing on. Yovanovitch largely recounted how her dismissal came about and how it demonstrated how easy it can be for corrupt foreign elements to oust a U.S. diplomat. And she also recounted how President Trump in that July 25 call said things that might, quote, happen to her. And she reiterated that to her, that felt like a threat. She's a key witness in this earliest phase of the Ukraine affair. She was dismissed in May after what she saw was a smear campaign led in part by Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and other associates. And during testimony as well, Schiff pointed to Yovanovitch's ouster as kind of this first chapter to the larger story in Ukraine, that she was in the way of a larger scheme by the president and his allies to set up this irregular channel of diplomacy to begin this pressure campaign and seek investigations into the Bidens and this debunk theory that Ukraine interfered in the 2016 elections.
Yeah, I want to talk about that key witness part. Some Republicans are pushing back on whether she indeed is a key witness. But there was something else that was happening today as Yovanovitch was answering questions. President Trump attacked her on Twitter, saying that everywhere she went turned bad. And Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff asked her to respond to his tweets.
I mean, I can't speak to what the president is trying to do, but I think the effect is to be intimidating.
Well, I want to let you know, Ambassador, that some of us here take witness intimidation very, very seriously.
Claudia, what do you make of that moment and Chairman Schiff's his response to this, really?
Yeah, that was a surreal moment in the hearing today. It was playing out in real time. And for Democrats, it played into one of their central arguments that the president has tried to intimidate witnesses. And that included the moment of this tweet. And we should note that the White House later issued a statement rejecting the notion that this tweet was witness intimidation and was just the president's opinion, and that the hearing should not be treated as a court trial, but rather a partisan political process. However, later in the hearing, another lawmaker put that tweet up on a large screen, and it just brought back to life what a dramatic moment it was in Democrats' argument that this was witness intimidation and will feed into their impeachment inquiry.
Yeah. And Republican Devin Nunes has actually, he ended his remarks saying that this was an embarrassment and that her even testifying is a human resource issue. So, of course, there's more testimony as we move along. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales, thank you so much for this update.
Thanks for having me.